This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. And class, I'm pretty sure you heard at the top of the hour news just moments ago that the UK is reporting unprecedented headwinds, double-digit inflation. That's what they're admitting. And what are they doing about it? Well, people are hurting. People can't afford their utility bills. They can't afford their electric bills. They can't afford the gas prices, the diesel prices, the car prices, the rent. They can't afford the food. So what is the UK doing? Well, they're doing what any government would irresponsibly do. They're increasing taxes. So instead of laying off government workers and reducing the cost of government, they are increasing taxes. And why are they saying they're doing it? Well, I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard them say that they are doing it to tamp down inflation and demand. And, class, what is the purpose of taxation? Well, one purpose of taxation is to raise some revenue for the government. Another purpose is to modify demand. So if they want you to buy something, they will give you tax incentives. The government will say, well, we have these tax incentives so that you'll get money back on your taxes, or you'll spend less on taxes, or they will encourage you to buy certain things, yeah, like solar panels. If there's been some bribing going on by the solar panel industry to Congress, they may have legislation to encourage you to buy solar panels. Or they may try to get you to stop doing some things. And one thing, like, let's say you, the government wants you to stop smoking. Well, then they increase the taxes. They go, this is a really win-win for government because they're discouraging bad behavior and they're getting paid for it, meaning through taxation. So a pack of cigarettes can cost around $10 in New York City. That's pretty high taxation, right? So what... That's why governments use taxation to alter your behavior. So they want to tamp down demand. Well, why couldn't there be some public service announcements on television saying, y'all, we got some problems with energy, and y'all going to have to stop driving, because if you don't, the price of fuel is going to keep going up and up and up, and it's going to be terrible for everybody, and we don't have any more refineries. So how about y'all just stop wasting fuel? How about educating the populace so that they understand, you know, what gravity is, they understand what economics happens to be, and they understand that there's no such thing as a free lunch, and they understand how to not to waste, and maybe if they shut the lights off when, you know, the front porch light off during daytime hours, that maybe they'll have a lower electric bill. How about education instead of bludgeoning the populace with tax increases? How about that? Government doesn't do that. So that was my little tirade for maybe I can now detach. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, I wanted to give a recipe for making your own electrolyte drink, like a Gatorade or something like that. This is all natural, and there's benefits to this because it does help. If your electrolytes are off or you've been perspiring a lot, there's a lot of benefits, but it's relatively inexpensive and there's no added chemicals. So one, I will give this, if you don't mind, because it lasts a long time. It makes 48 servings, which if you had like one every day, then, you know, it would be about a month and a half or so. So the first one is, there's a product called New Salt. It's like N-U and then S-A-L-T. And it's basically potassium chloride. And you want that only. You don't want any other kind that's got other additives to it. So it just has to be the potassium chloride. And you want to use 1 3/4 teaspoons of that. The other ingredient is 1/2 cup. It's called Real Salt. So you can use like Redmond or Celtic Salt. But it has to be the real salt. And if you can get the finer grade, or the, you know, if it can be finely ground a little bit better, that's better. But that contains a lot of minerals that we don't have anymore. So that's a positive. And then the third one is 1/2 teaspoon of magnesium. It's called glycinate. It's glycinate powder. And I actually just happen to have some of that, so I don't have to go out and buy that. And like I said, it makes 48 servings, and you mix it all together, and you can put it in a jar. And so what you would like, what you can do, especially if you know that your electrolytes are off, the lady said you could drink like one of these a day. So it's 4 cups. So it's 32 ounces of water. And all you need is 1/2 teaspoon of this, and you can mix it in. So it's dissolved. And then you can just drink it throughout the day. Now she said that if you wanted to add something to it, sometimes she just adds like 1/4 cup of orange juice or pineapple juice. You don't have to. Sometimes she adds like, mixes it up the night before and puts it in the refrigerator, and she might put a couple slices of cucumber or lemon or ginger or like a few berries if you've got strawberries or raspberries. She said it gives it a nice flavor. But the other thing she said was because it's got the minerals in it, people were finding, excuse me, that they had less cravings. And so I heard you talk, I don't know when it was, Vince, if it was this week or last week that you talked about the Gatorade. And so I did a little research and I thought, well, this is something I'm going to do myself. You know, I don't know that I'm going to drink a whole one of this every day. I'm sure I could probably drink a couple cups because I don't have an electrolyte problem. But in the summer, you know, when I'm outside in 80, 90 degree weather, I'm sure I probably do. So that's something that you can save money on, and especially if you can't find the products. I think it's relatively cheap. This would last you, I'm guessing, this, if you bought everything I have here, it would last you a year, I would think, to make all this, and it's not that expensive.
Kathy, so let me get the exact recipe. So
okay.
Ultimately, when you have this powdered mixture, you'll mix 1/2 teaspoon of the final result, the powdered mixture, with how much water?
4 cups, 32 ounces.
4 cups, 24 ounces. Yeah. Okay, so 1/2 teaspoon to 24 ounces of water. I'm writing this down. Okay, now I believe you mentioned new salt or potassium chloride, and so in this powdered mixture, you're going to take 1 3/4 teaspoons. TSP, all lowercase T, lowercase S, lowercase P for the abbreviation class, 1 3/4 TSP. And then you mentioned real salt. Now, is that pink salt as well, Himalayan salt?
Well, you know, she didn't say the Himalayan. And she had the Redmond salt, which I do have that. And I actually found a bag of that, believe it or not. I found that at the animal feed store. And it's just Redmond salt. And I bought like an 11-pound bag because it was so much cheaper than going to the grocery store and buying like a little bag that was, you know, I don't know, $4 or $5. Now, it's probably, it's not as fine of a, it's not ground as fine. So if you don't like it, you could probably find it somewhere else. But the Himalayan salt she didn't mention, and she stressed the Celtic or the Redmond. So that's the only reason I didn't say that, because I really couldn't find anywhere where you could use the Himalayan. So that's why I didn't want to substitute it. But I have all three, so, you know, for me, I can use it. So.
All right. So how much real salt goes into this final mixture? What amount?
Half a cup. Okay. The mixture that you're, it sounds like a lot, but, you know, think about it. You're only using a half a teaspoon for 4 cups. Yeah, so it's a half a cup of the real salt.
And then one half teaspoon, 1/2 TSP of magnesium glycinate powder. And that's available on the Internet as well. So the total recipe for 48 servings is potassium chloride or NuSalt, 1 3/4 teaspoon, very small amount. 1/2 cup of real salt, which could be Redmond salt or Celtic salt. And 1/2 teaspoon of magnesium glycinate powder. Mix that all up. And then when you finally have your uniform mixture, then you take 1/2 teaspoon of that final mixture, 1/2 teaspoon, and add that to 24 ounces of water and drink it. Okay? That sounds great, because one of the things that's not in that recipe is blue dye or red dye or green dye or yellow dye or orange dye. That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and I know.
I think.
Go ahead, Kathy.
No, I was just going to say, Vince, I think that we're at the point where we have to think outside the box quite a bit now. There's going to be a lot of things we can't get or we can't afford. And so, my goals lately have been, what can I do to help that? Now, I did an experiment. I went to Costco. And I bought the 6 heads of the romaine lettuce. And so I took 2 out, and I took an extra long food saver bag, and I put them in the food saver bag. And I have one that I can pulse, so I wouldn't crush it. So I pulsed it till I got almost all the air out. And I dated it, and I put it in the refrigerator. I wanted to see how long I could extend the lettuce before it would go bad. And I got 2.5 weeks. At the very tip started to go brown, but I wanted to do my own experiment. So now when I get it, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take half of it, put them in the bags, and then, you know, I'll use the other just so I keep it fresh. So it's just everything that you use, if you can look and say, well, can I stretch this a little more? You know, what can I use in place of it? And talking about lettuce, Vince, there's a shortage right now. And it sounds like it'll be back, but right now there's a shortage. So I'm hearing a lot of people saying, like, a head of lettuce, $5, $6. I haven't seen that high of a cost here, but I think it depends on where you're at. But there again, if you can grow your own, I still have some outside. It's pretty cold, so I've covered it with a lightweight towel to kind of protect a little bit. But I'm going to start growing sprouts pretty soon now. Just so I've got the microgreens and the nutrition. Because, you know, Vince, I think that if we get down the road and we can't afford, let's say we can't afford the supplements that we really want to buy, they're too expensive or not available, we're still going to need nutrition, good nutrition, or we're going to get sick. So I'm trying to think of alternatives right now. What can I do if I can't get this?
Very, very well said. I've got a couple comments when we come back about decay and something that relates to ancient Egypt and what Kathy's comments spurred me to think about. And maybe this is appropriate. I don't know. Maybe it's an experiment that some of you may want to try. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I remember learning about a mummy as a princess. I believe it was Nishyuhu. And this princess was in the process of decay because of humidity. And I believe she's the one that was found to have maybe 70 different types of fungi destroying the preservation of the mummy. And so I believe it was the Italians that were brought in, the Italian scientists were brought on board to stop the decay of this mummy. And what they did was they used irradiation. They irradiated the mummy and it killed the fungi. And the next thing they did was, all right, so now that we stopped it, how do we keep it from coming back? So what they did was they put this mummy for display in a plexiglass or a glass enclosure, and they evacuated the air and filled it with nitrogen because bacteria needs oxygen in order to grow. So I'm thinking about Kathy's lettuce example. So really what Kathy did was she experimented with squeezing out as much oxygen as possible from the bag that had the lettuce to reduce the decay through oxygenation. Now, it seems to me that an answer for this is, okay, so we get the oxygen out of the bag of the produce, but how do we displace all of it? I mean, if you evacuate the bag, that's fine, but you'll crush the lettuce. So I'm thinking that nitrogen filling would be great, because nitrogen's heavier than oxygen. It'll settle to the bottom. The oxygen will float to the top. If you have a small hole in the bag, the oxygen will leave, and then you seal the bag. I think that would work. Now, my experience with nitrogen is I bought a cylinder of it many, many years ago, and I bought a regulator valve and a hose and a sprayer, if you will, to release, kind of like an air sprayer that would be on a compressor, to release the nitrogen, compressed nitrogen that's under pressure in the hose. And this is a hose that's used for food. And it's a big nitrogen cylinder, it's almost as tall as a person. It's heavy. And if you don't have a leak, it'll last forever. Well, what I did back in Virginia was I bought some popcorn at Sam's Club. They had 50-pound bags of popcorn. And I poured it off into new food-grade 5-gallon buckets. And I bought some plastic food-grade liners for the inside of the 5-gallon buckets, poured the popcorn in, and then pumped the nitrogen into the bottom of this full 5-gallon bucket of popcorn. And I pressurized the bucket, kept the lid on just enough so that I could get the hose in there, and pushed out all the oxygen I could, sealed it up, and then we had our expo. And the expo was maybe 15 years later. And I wanted to see. So I got that 15-year-old popcorn and popped it. And it was perfect. And people tried it at the expo. It was absolutely perfect. So the lesson here, class, the 5-minute university lesson here, and Kathy's lesson, happens to be that you might want to consider trying nitrogen to extend the life of food that you pack. And it worked for me. Kathy, any comments? Have you experimented with that?
No, not nitrogen, Vince. To be honest, I've never thought about that. I have Mylar bags, which I use, and I also have like the Food Saver canister. It's like a clear canister with a lid that you put a piece, like an accessory piece from your Food Saver, or you can use the vacuum pump or brake leader with that also. And I put potatoes in there, I put strawberries in there, all kinds of things, and I've extended the life of my produce.
Yeah, and so, Kathy, in class, here's what's happening. If you think about it, some people use oxygen absorbers to absorb the oxygen in the food packages. Well, that's the same thing of trying to stop the oxygen from destroying the food. And it works.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex-wife, NBA stars Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others, violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. Republicans won a majority seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. And Kathy, you know, they're... The media is talking about some supply chain shortages, but they're not really highlighting it as serious as it is. And here's an example of you can listen to what they say, but you'll learn a lot more if you watch what they do. And what do I mean by that? Here's an example. Let's say you select curbside service, and you go to the internet, and you pick up your shopping list, and you put items in your cart. And let's say you're going to the Chinese factory outlet for curbside pickup, and you say, let's get one of these Great Value house brand ketchups, I'll put that in there, and let's get some Great Value ice cream, let's put that in there, and let's get some Great Value bagels, and we'll put that in there. What you may find is that they don't have what you wanted to buy, and they don't tell you that, because maybe what you wanted to buy was in low stock, and by the time, you know, you get to that 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock pickup that day or the next day, they're out of it. And what they do is, instead of not selling it to you, instead of saying, well, yeah, I know you wanted that great value ice cream, and I know you wanted that great value ketchup, and I know you wanted those great value bagels, but we don't have them, so we'll take that off the bill, but you're not going to get it because we don't have it. So instead what they do is they substitute name brands, more expensive brands, sometimes twice the price, for the great value ketchup, the great value ice cream, and the great value bagels. And it's not just limited to that. It's just a small tip of the iceberg example. Kathy, have you heard of those things happening?
No, Vince, I haven't, because I don't ever use the pickup. And I haven't read them. I mean, I know they substitute, but I haven't heard that they've been, you know, for the higher brand. I would have thought they'd have done it the other way around. But.
Well, what's happening is people are shifting to more cost-effective solutions, like the Great Value Ketchup, as an example. I'm just using this as a hypothetical example. But what's happening is that kind of behavior, where a more expensive product is being substituted for the less expensive one that the customer selected and paid for. So instead of sending the customer away empty-handed for those items that are out of stock, they let these pickers at the stores pick the next best substitute. Now, I'm sure they try to keep the cost down and try not to lose as much money as they can, but they are substituting. Because what would happen is the curbside customers would say, this is ridiculous. I ordered 15 things and I got 6. You know what I'm saying? So the customers would go away and say, forget it, I'm not shopping there. They just never have it. Whatever it is, they never have it, meaning they sometimes don't have it. So that's what is happening, class, and that's indicative of the problems with the supply chain. And the supply chain problems are for real, absolutely for real. There's another supply chain problem, and that is there are people who are sitting at keyboards and clicking mice, entering products for online commerce, have no idea what the products are. No idea. So they are saying that this part will fit that car, and it's not necessarily true. And what mechanics are going through is they're getting the wrong parts over and over and over again. And that's a real problem. So a customer says, I've got a problem with my water pump. Can I bring it in? And so the mechanics or the shop says, sure, bring it in on Monday. The vehicle shows up on Monday. The mechanic says, okay, so when am I going to get this back? Oh, we get it back this afternoon. So the parts get delivered by the auto parts store, and they're wrong. Now, the engine number is correct, the make, model, engine number, all that's correct, but the person who entered the part number in the computer system for the auto parts store may not get it right. So then what happens is the mechanic looks dumb because, well, you said it would be ready today. Yeah, it would be if I got the right part. But I don't have the right part because the guy that shipped the part for delivery today used the inventory system. The inventory said it's the right part. It's not the right part because the person entering the inventory item in the computer system never saw what the water pump actually looked like. And it's not a mechanic. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Are you hearing those kinds of things, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, and you know, they say you can look online to see if something's in the store, and then you get there and they don't have any. And when you say something like, okay, it says you have 3 of these, or you had 20 of them, and they don't have them. So,
right.
You know, Vince, it's so common now, and I'm sure that anybody that shops online, it's the same thing. It's so common now to go to the store and that they've got butter on sale, there's no butter when you get there, or whatever product it is, that's a good deal. I mean, it's just so common that's happening over and over and over. But I would encourage people right now, they are still running some halfway good deals on some products. Like I bought yams 19 cents a pound yesterday. And so I got quite a few. I got, I think, 6 pounds. And when I was at the checkout, I heard the produce person go over to the cashier and say, we are all out of them. There's just a few left on the table, and you can't give anybody a rain check, and we're not getting any more. So this is, a week before Thanksgiving. So if you wanted to get the less expensive ones or any at all, they probably, they may be there. I don't know. I haven't only went to the one store. But that's our new world that we're living in right now. I do keep my eyes open, after Thanksgiving if I go. Last year, I was at one of the stores, and they had bags of cranberries, and I think they were 20 cents a piece. I had to do like a double take, and I was like, wow, that's pretty good. So I bought 10 bags because I do use them, and I put them in the freezer, and I double bagged them. So I will use a couple of those bags this year for Thanksgiving. But the regular price that I saw at our one supermarket was $2.79 for a bag of cranberries. Now, they might go on sale next week, but I don't know that. So I keep my eyes open for, the markdown and the clearance things. And Vince, I use my dehydrators all the time. I have gotten to the point where it saves me so much time and space. I like can, but when I dehydrate things that are doable, I've been using it, and I'm now up to four. But there's times where I have two or three running at the same time, especially like in August and September when a lot of my produce and things are coming in. So that's another idea for somebody. Vince, do you mind if I just give a quick something I wanted to mention? Now, I know this is something women probably do, but I had someone call me last week, and it's a suggestion when you sew. They had a piece of fabric. It was a knit fabric, and they couldn't sew on it. It just kept skipping stitches and breaking the thread, and they called me, and they said, what do I do? And so first thing I would do is check my needle. If you have a dull needle or one that's got a little nick in the tip of it, it will do that. But if you're dealing with a metallic fabric, a slippery one, a real stretchy knit, check your needle and put a ballpoint needle in. Just think like ballpoint pen. It's a ballpoint needle. And that will help. And the other thing is make sure you rethread it so you have it threaded right. But the tip that I had to give this person was you can take a piece of tissue paper, maybe two. It just depends on how. But I would start out with a piece of tissue paper and put it under the fabric. So it's between the feed dog and the fabric. And then stitch. Put your presser foot down and then stitch. And she called me back. She goes, that worked. She said, I couldn't sew on this no matter what. So in our days of, you having to maybe mend things yourself, that is something that I learned just over the years from sewing. So I just wanted to put that out there for anybody that had trouble sewing on certain items, because sometimes it's so slippery that the feed dogs can't catch it. It could even be something simple as even like certain kinds of vinyl and things like that. So I just wanted to put that out there, Vince, for people that maybe just had that frustration and didn't know the answer.
Yeah, we'll send a copy of this class to Kim Kardashian because she wears a lot of vinyl. but in all seriousness, I remember my grandmother using tissue paper, exactly what you're saying. And I'm talking, geez, like 60 years ago. So, yeah, that's a lesson from that's tried and true. Kathy, I'm fascinated with this lady that you saw in the supermarket. Was she blown away with the depth and the breadth of knowledge that you had on the subject matter of what's happening and why? She had to be, right?
She was. She was totally, and she was so engrossed with talking to me that she left her purse in the cart, and I had to tell her to go get her purse because I kept looking over. I didn't want anybody to steal her purse. So then I'm talking to her, and the lady behind me starts talking to us, too. She's listening because we were waiting in line. And I tried to explain about the supply chain and the the fact that we aren't producing any energy. And if you don't have fuel for the truckers, the farmers, the businesses, if you don't have any of that, we're not going to have goods. And if we are, they're going to be a lot more expensive. And she just looked at me like, how did you know that? She couldn't figure out why prices were so high. So I hope I helped her think about it a little bit, Vince. But, I'm seeing it more and more. Here's an example. I don't know if I said this already, but I hardly ever use shortening. But I have one recipe that my husband loves and that one of my friends loves, and it uses shortening. And I've tried substituting it, and it doesn't quite come out right. So once a year, I'll make this recipe for them. A can of Crisco, and this was at Aldi's, was $8.50. At Kroger, it was $11.99 or $10.99, one of the two, I can't remember for sure. But I remember when it was like $2.50 or $3. So that's inflation.
Kathy, years ago when COVID started, and I mentioned that we were going to be entering hyperinflation, did it seem like this is what we'd be talking about? Or did it seem like it was hard to believe that this was going to happen?
I know. Vincent's here. I mean, I could run down a list at what used to be and what things are now. I mean, like, you're so many things, like cream cheese must be hard to get. A dairy, I know, is hard. I've heard dairy farmers are going out of business. So a lot of the smaller ones, which is just breaks my heart. It really does. But, cream cheese is doubled. Regular cheese is doubled. I mean, so you have to preserve it the best you can and get sales when you can and make what you can then.
Yeah. And class, the bottom line, these are all short-term solutions to a big problem, big long-term problem. You're going to have to grow a lot of your own food. You're going to have to become as independent on everything, in everything, as possible. That's the answer.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, I was talking with Rich Steven, as I mentioned earlier in this class, and he and I were discussing, what do we do? What do we do, meaning all of us? And, of course, he's prepared, we're prepared. I mean, no one's fully prepared, nobody. Nobody is fully prepared for what we are about to face. And so my question for you, Kathy, and to share with the class, if you'd like to, is the hour is really late. It really is because, you know, that when things used to be more affordable, they're less affordable now, the things that you would need to buy. The money that you have is worth less, so it costs more Federal Reserve notes to buy the things that you would need to prepare. Do you have a strategy in mind for what our class might do, those who are just beginning their journey into the lifestyle that you lead, Greg Lesher leads, Rich Sheepin leads, Kyle and Sharon lead, and I lead, and some of Gwyneth and some of the rest of us. Do you have a suggestion for beginning this journey? It's a long, hard road, class.
You know, Vince, I would say, first of all, we all need to pray, and we need to listen to that inner voice, that our gut feeling, the Holy Spirit, whatever you, however you look at it. I believe that I met you and all the instructors, and I really believe that it was a divinely inspired situation, because I'm not college educated. You know, I've just learned from doing, and everybody that I have dealt with all the instructors and you, are all people of character, people of faith, and I think that we have to start there first. Secondly, I think that, you know, I sent a text to Sharon and I said, you know, prepping isn't for sissies, because it's hard work. I know you and your family and Sharon and Kyle and everybody else, we have been working very, very hard. Anything we can do right now to prepare for later will at least hold us over. So I think that's number two, is like, just be prepared to be tired, to do it yourself, and just really learn. I'm also trying to think of things like, okay, can I learn how to make cottage cheese? Can I learn how to, you know, make other things I've never done before if I can't get it? Or what can I substitute if I can't get it? And I think, Vince, it goes to really we have to just try. And I would say don't worry about frivolous things right now. You know, worry about what are your essentials, your food, your water, you know, your energy, your clothing. I didn't grow up with much and neither did my husband. So going through the years, I think that's really been an asset to me now because we both had to learn by doing. If I had a lot of money before, this would be very hard on me. But I think that even if you're just starting right now, I mean, buy the essentials, buy yeast, flour, oil, sugar, you know, beans, lentils, rice. If you got to store it under the bed and, you know, and then when you get time, then try to like put it in, you know, buckets or tins or whatever you can save it for. Because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, but I think back when this all started, Vince, you and I had a conversation. I think it was like in, I don't know, maybe February or March of 2020 about where this was going to go. And I remember you saying that. You might have even said it on the air. And I thought, I've got to get ramped up. I've got to take every spare dollar and look for sales and buy what I know I'm going to need or I can't get later. So I would say, you know, for me, I have a skill where I can sew. So I do a lot of, I don't charge anybody for anything very rarely. I just do it to help people. But I have a stack of things that people are giving me, and it's just increased because they're realizing how much things are more expensive. And they ask me, can you fix this for me or can you, you know, do something for me? And that's just something I don't mind doing. And mostly it's family and good friends. But Vince, I would just say look for opportunities. You know, my neighbor was going to throw away 3 big pumpkins. And I said, are you throwing those away? Oh, yeah, I don't want them. So I went over. I cooked them. I'm going to roast the seeds. I'm cooking all the pumpkins, and I'm just going to puree it, and then I'm going to freeze it or use it. So those were free. You know, when you buy a little can of pumpkin now, it's $2.69. So that's, I guess, Vince, in a nutshell, that's what I would say is prepping is hard work.
Kathy, you said something very, very important, and let me see if I can translate this. Skills. So correct me if I'm wrong, Kathy, but are you saying, and I believe this is correct, are you saying what's going to happen to you will depend on the skills that you have? I think it will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the value that you have, class, will depend on the skills you have. Now, if you're someone who just loves you for your great vibes, that's not going to go too far, you know. If you're a fun person to, you know, go drink beer with because, you know, you can laugh, that's not going to go too far in the future. It really won't. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today and spending your time teaching class. Your wealth of knowledge and information.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.